Aid agencies have begun the desperate effort of trying to reach the worst-hit areas. Along with the thousands dead and many more injured, tens of thousands of people are without food, water or shelter. Power lines are down and roads are unusable. Those in Australia with relatives are relying on social media to get through to the relatives to find out if they're safe. Sarah Farnsworth reports.
The devastation caused by the earthquake is widespread and the aftershocks keep coming. Matt Davis from World Vision is at a hospital in the city of Pokeroo.
At the hospital I'm standing at now, all of the patients who were in the hospital are now outside in the hospital's grounds. I spoke to one lady. She literally gave birth to her child outside the hospital only an hour ago. The baby and the mother are okay, but this is happening across the hospital. They've all gone outside. The superintendent does not know whether to tell them to go inside or stay outside because they are afraid, and he himself does not know if there will be aftershocks here that will threaten the hospital.
Speaking to the BBC, Meg Butler, an Australian teacher, is now living in a makeshift camp at Kathmandu. She says the aftershocks have pushed everyone out into the open.
It took everyone by surprise and people flooded out of the shops. The street was filled, people were grabbing each other, and then everyone sort of waited for it to finish. And once it finished, there was just floods of people just running to open spaces.
Oxfam's Celia Geezer is in Nepal. She says many roads are virtually unusable, and with the power out, the emergency effort is proving difficult.
And Oxfam is actually supporting to get water to these sites, and also with the logistics and getting some shelter also, because it might start raining. It's very difficult to reach the most affected areas, especially Gorkha and Lamjung, because there are no roads. So all the reports of people that died in the earthquake are coming from the valley, from Kathmandu Valley. And currently we have already 2,000 deaths, but probably this is just the beginning.
Patrick Fuller from the International Federation of the Red Cross told the BBC it was still difficult to assess the extent of the damage in remote rural areas.
There's a population of over 6 million people living in this area. We have Red Cross teams and units on the ground. We can't reach them. And even our own people have been affected in Nepal. We've lost a number of staff and volunteers.
Back in Australia, the Nepalese community has had little sleep trying to contact their relatives. With phone lines down, social media is proving vital. Manisha Rai's parents are in Kathmandu.
They've been sleeping outside in tents for the last 48 hours in fear.
She says the Nepalese community organisation in Melbourne has scrambled together relief packages. The first one arrived last night, but aftershocks mean some flights can't land. In the midst of the chaos, some hope is emerging from Mount Everest Base Camp. Nikki Chamberlain has had word from her mother, Sue Chamberlain, and she says she's okay. Mark Jerushchok got a Facebook message from his son, Richard, who was also at base camp.
Just relieved. A heap of relief from a lot of people at home.
And where is he now? Is he coming down from base camp?
Yes, apparently the tour group he's with have been turned around. They've got to trek about 3 days to some town, and hopefully he didn't catch a plane to Kathmandu. So
he says his son has promised to call home as soon as he can.
Sarah Farnsworth reporting there.